Bobby Mastrangelo is a former elementary school teacher, tutor, and writing teacher turned artist. Her professional theme called Great Works is based on manhole covers, water covers, and grates. Her sculpture, Don't Go Soft on Terrorism, is included with the Artisan Guild exhibit. The sculpture called Don't Go Soft on Terrorism, you can see later right over here. This coming September 11th, 2011, will mark 10 years since the tragedy Mayor Rudolph Giuliani labeled as the deadliest day in American history. Early that morning, commercial airlines, hijacked by terrorists, crashed into the World Trade Center. Within 2 hours, both 110-story towers collapsed. During that fury of dense smoke and falling debris, 2,606 people lost their lives, including rescuing firefighters, innocent men, women, and children. A third hijacked plane dove into the west end of the Pentagon, killing 125 occupants. The fourth flight, number 93, whose target had been the White House, reportedly crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. There were no survivors from the four hijacked planes. All 246 passengers died. The deadliest day in American history cost more lives than the Pearl Harbor attack or D-Day at Normandy. At that time, we lived in Port Jefferson, New York, a 90-minute ride from New York City. That Tuesday morning, Washington government facilities closed, Lower Manhattan was being evacuated, and New York Governor Pataki declared a state of emergency. Would there be more targets? Fear and panic reigned. People rushed from the metro area. One option was the Port Jefferson Ferry that crossed Long Island Sound to the safety of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Our townhouse development was right off a major artery to the ferry. Belterre Road was usually accessible, but on that warm September day, traffic was stalled for hours. A boy too young to fathom the tragic events, but old enough to seize an economic opportunity, set up a roadside lemonade stand and did a thriving business. In America, one has that freedom. His ingenuity made me smile. Frustrated Belterre travelers had one bright memory that day, the earnest lad with his lemonade stand. Our Suffolk County lost many employees, firemen, and visitors in that tragedy. The memory of September 11, 2001 urges U.S. citizens to stand strong and alert. By 2007, the motto, Don't Go Soft on Terrorism, permeated my subconscious. Years ago, our son Michael said, Mom, try creating a soft grate. Well, soft grate, that's an oxymoron. Grates are heavy metal cast from molten gray iron. Most of my sculptures appear real, look like heavy metal, and aren't soft. Yes, a soft grate is unusual, a tactile oxymoron. How many of you have seen a street grate? Okay, it's the same size as a manhole cover, but its many openings allow drainage to prevent flooding. Michael's suggestion caused me to consider a tribute for our soldiers. I bought camouflage cloth and a big sheet of 2-inch thick pillow foam. A circular grate was outlined on the foam. A center bar ran across the diameter, and there were 6 cuts above it and 6 cuts below. Cutting that foam was easy, except I had to think like an engineer. The grate needed a 1-inch cutaway from the bottom to fit in the rim, and a cutaway was needed on the rim section to hold the grate in place. So that's always tricky. I brushed lots of glue on the foam and smooth fabric over it, bit by bit. Cuts were needed around all the curved edges. A zillion dressmaker pins held down each area until the glue dried, and black chem tape covered the vertical inner edges. The camouflage grate and the rim painted in matching metallic colors appeared authentic. but its softness was a surprise. With the grate in its rim, the camouflage sculpture represented a tribute to our soldiers. But at this stage, my sculpture still needed to explain the motto, "Don't go soft on terrorism." So I research and collect images related to that tragic day. I selected dramatic scenes of the history and destruction of the Twin Towers. Collage elements were cut out and pasted on black foam board. Much like the standing photos you've seen, they floated out from the olive green background below the grate. A viewer looking down through the openings would see at the top a panoramic scene of lower Manhattan with the smoldering, crumbling Twin Towers. Act of War in bold white letters hung above clouds of oily black smoke. This dreadful attack on our home turf was not an accident. President George W. Bush declared this infamous deed was nothing less than an act of war. The left of the back panel was devoted to Minoru Yamasaki's vision for the World Trade Center. It was a living symbol of man's dedication to world peace. The chief architect's statement was printed on aged paper. The top and the bottom edges were burned, like you've seen, put a little torch to them. And then the side pieces were rolled over little dowels. This tiny historical document was placed below a small photo of the original Twin Towers. The World Trade Center was a monument to humanity, individual dignity, and global cooperation. My eyes misted as I thought about the vicious destruction of Yamasaki's dream. A viewer looking through the center of the grate would see a group of terrified people fleeing from the towers, traversing through smoky, debris-littered air and pavement. On the right, the American flag boldly waves in red, white, and blue. Old Glory is a beacon of hope in contrast to the ghost-like scene of the crumbling South Tower. The story would not be complete without the picture of the five brave, soot-covered firemen who grimly carried the 68-year-old fire department chaplain on a stretcher. As he gave last rites to a dying firefighter, crashing debris struck and killed him. Chaplain Michael Judge was listed as the first body to be released from Ground Zero on September 11, 2001. Number one was attached to his death certificate. That last scene was the most heart-wrenching. The whole project left me emotionally drained. I don't believe I've ever been so sadly and passionately consumed by any of my artworks as "Don't Go Soft on Terrorism." But I will always remember Yamasaki's vision that I printed on the tiny document. May we all work to attain peace, global cooperation, and respect for individual dignity on our planet Earth.